Hello and welcome to the Self Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a therapist and life coach, and I am here to help you navigate your way to self love. You will learn more about your mind and your emotions, why you maybe don't have self love, and how you can get more of it in your life. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how we cannot show up in freedom when we have old fear patterns, and a little bit about redefining freedom and what that might mean for you. We often have this vision of what freedom is, and when I think about freedom, it's this vision of wings spreading, arms opening. There's this wonderful picture of Nicole Kidman finalizing her divorce to Tom Cruise. And it's just a picture where she's got her arms open, her head is back, her eyes are closed. And it depicts this sense of, oh, I'm free, like a bird that's been set free. Let's spread its wings and is just flying. But we often think of freedom as external markers, so things on the outside that we need to change or have in order to feel more free. And most of us would probably connect this to travel or financial freedom or freedom in relationships. But actually, our freedom sits within us. Our freedom is in our mind, our emotions, our energetic body, our soul. Also, it lives in our physical body. The poorest people in the world, often in third world countries, often depict this notion of happiness, of true happiness, of gratitude, because that's all they really have. When they're in so much poverty, they're grateful to not be in pain, or they're grateful to have some water, or grateful for the smallest of things. And anything beyond that is like awe-inspiring. So things that we find normal, like our smartphones and the way we dress, people in third world countries that are not exposed to that will find that kind of mind-blowing, that level of wealth as they would see it. But we don't see it as levels of wealth. We see it as not being enough. And this is where we're not free, because whenever we are not feeling like we're enough, or we're thinking we're not enough, we're behaving like we're not enough, we think we don't have enough, we will never be satisfied and we will never reach that end goal. We actually have in life way more freedom than we give ourselves credit for. If you're listening to this, it's likely you're listening to it on a smartphone. And it's likely that you're plugged into something to listen to this. If you think about how the world has evolved over time, that gives us so much more freedom. We don't have to get home to sit with a radio and wait for a certain time for something to come on. We have so much more freedom now than we've ever had. Yet why do we feel less free than ever? With all of these advances in technology and exposure to multiple images daily of what other people's life is like, we have this notion that we are not enough, we don't have enough. And our thoughts, our feelings, and some of our kind of past experiences and traumas can add into that overthinking, anxious way of being that we have. Freedom is actually freedom of thoughts, freedom from feeling, and freedom from, let me reframe that, not freedom from thoughts or feeling, freedom from the attachment to thoughts or feelings, and knowing that both will pass, and knowing that your soul, your inner being, away from the thoughts and the feelings that crowd it, has a purpose, has a lot of things it connects to, their core values, the things that light us up on the inside. And that is what makes you unique. But when you can uncover that and connect with that, that is true freedom. If you can learn what your core values are and live by those core values each day, you can find purpose and meaning in anything that you do. For more on core values and meaning and purpose, I'm going to be doing a masterclass Sunday, the 7th of April. It's at 19:30, and that's BST, British Summer Time. It's available on replay, and I'm putting the link in the episode notes so you can sign up to join me live. And it'll be a little bit like a live podcast in a way, but we are going to be doing a bit of meditation and some journaling together. Completely free. It'll be available to you, and also it will be available as a download after the event. So if you're listening to this after the 7th of April, you'll be able to just click the link and then be taken to the download instead. So when we know about our core values, you know, we start to remove our attachment to thoughts and feelings, and we start to understand that we can cultivate new thoughts and feelings, and we can cultivate new beliefs. We then start to find freedom in the everyday, because we're so connected to our values, our soul purpose, we find meaning. We're so connected to that that we can find freedom in even the most awful experiences that we will have. And there is this kind of polarity, or there is this this positivity that can sit alongside or be the alternate reality to anything that's happening in our life that doesn't feel great. You may have heard this before, you know, where we experience grief, it's because we've experienced love. It's a very similar thing. When we're connecting to our truest self, we find freedom because we are connected to love rather than fear. And this segues wonderfully into how our patterns can hold us back from that. If we have fear patterns, and I'm just going to use the most broad belief that anybody comes to me with, which is, I don't feel good enough. This can come from a comment from somebody when you were younger. It can come from a perception. It can come from societal belief. It can come from caregivers. It can come from a lack of love you've experienced. It can come from trauma. It comes from so many places, but it's often what most people present with to me. I do not feel good enough. So whether you don't feel good enough at work and you're experiencing imposter syndrome, or you don't feel good enough in relationships and you keep finding yourself in quite toxic environments because that's at some level, that's what you feel you're worth, or you don't know any other way. That's that fear showing up. And when the fear shows up, it shows up as negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative actions and behaviors. Now, I use the word negative, as what I mean by that is negatively impacting. We often get caught up in negative, positive as being right or wrong, and that's not the case. But there are things that we will think and feel and do that have a negative impact on our life. If we're still showing up in that, and this comes back to freedom, it comes back to manifesting, it comes back to change, it comes back to anything we're trying to do differently. If we want to get up and feel free, you might have all the money in the bank, the nicest handbags, the best cars, traveling all the time, doing the things externally that you think are going to make you feel free. But on the inside, you're still thinking negatively about yourself. You're still feeling negative. And of course, money gives us a little bit more choice. But in the absence of money, we still have choice. We still have choice to think well, feel well, move well. And actually, money can be that big fear that holds us back. You know, if we've got debt and we're attached to negative connotations around that, if we've got very little in the way of finance, in the way of money, and you know, that physical element of money, it can often very much hold us back because we will tell ourselves we can't do this, or I don't have enough. Again, it comes back to not having enough. And we forget that we're often waking up in a decent room with a nice bed and a smartphone and all of those things. Like, what we're spending our money on is freedom in its rawest essence. But if we keep having this negative pattern, it creates this behavior or action that keeps reflecting back to lack and being tied down and tethered. Because when we're in lack mindset and lack feeling, we are tethered to that. We can't possibly get to a place of freedom when we're feeling so much lack. Freedom is knowing. So think of freedom. Freedom is abundance. Freedom is knowing that you can get up in the morning and you can generate something positive within you. You can do something positive to make your day feel a bit better when you get up. You don't have to look out the window and take like a negative feeling from what you're seeing. You can make it a more positive one. And it's not denying what's there. And this is a key thing as well. Like, positive, toxic positivity is a thing. It's not about denying what's there, denying your lack, denying those feelings and those thoughts, but it's working with them to understand how you can start to let them go. It's not about denying them. It's about actually acknowledging them and saying they're there. Like, I'm feeling this lack. I'm feeling this fear. I'm feeling something. What can I do to positively move that through me? Do I need to listen to a podcast? Do I need to speak to a therapist? Do I need to work with a coach? Do I need to do something different to get something different in my life? Even listening to this podcast is helping you shift from that fear into freedom, because you're acknowledging, yeah, that might be me. I might be feeling that. When we start to change our patterns and we start to generate limitless beliefs, you know, I can, I will, this is available to me. When we start to create thoughts that match that belief system, I can, I will, this is available to me. When we generate feelings that are less anxious and more productive and excited and just that feeling of emotional freedom. It's not denying anxiety. It's an important emotion to feel, but it doesn't need to be there all day, every day. When we start to look at those things and when we start to see a change in our behavior and our actions, things start to change and we start to attract in life lots of different things because we're actually seeing them, right? I could tell you many ways that I manifested yesterday. And for some people, it would be like, well, that's just normal. That's just life. But it's the way you're looking at it. Like, today I asked for a sign from the universe regarding something that I'd been mulling over and some intention, and I was in yoga and I was like, universe, show me a sign today. And when I got home, I felt called to put on YouTube. I often look at YouTube and I watch many different kind of spiritual videos, and one of them popped out to me. It was just there, and I watched it, and it was like, this is what I've just manifested. I needed this. I needed to see this. I needed that little kind of reminder from the universe that yes, this is your path, and yes, this is that intention, and yes, it's coming it's becoming real. So rather than looking at the end result, I'm looking at what is actually going on in the here and now. Like, every day you're manifesting your smartphone because you're paying for it, right? You've invested that money in being able to have that smartphone, yet it can often be seen as a negative thing. Like, that smartphone will allow you to listen to podcasts like this. It'll allow you to watch YouTube videos, which are incredible. It'll allow you to step into different beliefs and thoughts and feelings, if that's the way you look at it. Or you could look at it like the bane of your life. It's where all your emails come through and it's where you compare yourself. When we're free, we start to look at the world differently, which means that we realize we have way more abundance than we thought we had. And actually, then comes more of that abundance because we're looking at the world differently. We start to see what we're attracting in, and we see all of the positivity. Like going on a walk will feel completely different when you have this different feeling within you, when you've unlocked your freedom and you've found what your freedom codes are. And your freedom codes are essentially your core values, your meaning, your purpose, your intention, and making sure that you're aligning to that each day, because that's what helps you to feel free, is when you're aligned to yourself and you're not tied down by other people's expectation and beliefs and thoughts and feelings. And I'm going to be talking about freedom codes, which are, it's essentially a fancy word for rules, right? Your freedom rules and what they are. And I'm going to be talking about that in the masterclass in more detail. And probably we'll do a podcast at some point about it too. But if you're interested, go to the show notes, sign up for the masterclass. As I said, it's available on a download afterwards, and you will be able to listen to the audio. So if you don't want to watch the video, you can listen to it, right? You can listen to me talking just as you do now. Essentially, freedom cannot show up where there are fear patterns present, because fear patterns will always keep us small, will always keep us away from what it thinks is fearful. And if we've lived a life like that, abundance and freedom can seem very, very scary. And this is where you may find yourself dipping in and out of positive impacting behaviors and then going back to negatively impacting ones. And we do that dance between the two. All I would say as a summary of all of this is start to do the work on the fear patterns that are holding you back and start to create that freedom within. Because if that freedom is not inside of you and you don't start to feel enough, nothing is going to change on the outside. That is where I'm going to leave today, and I hope it's inspired some kind of thought process. Pop into the show notes, sign up for the masterclass. As I said, it's free. There's no obligation with any of my free stuff. You just rock up and you just listen and you learn. There will always be a way of working with me beyond that, and I will be talking about that in the masterclass. But also, if you are touched by this podcast and you want to work with me one-to-one on your freedom, just drop me a message. There's different ways that I work. Drop me an email. My email is in the show notes too. There's different ways in which I work, from a healing capacity and therapeutically up to a coaching capacity, which is more kind of mentoring and guidance. Just be curious to what's available to you, because if we're connecting now on this podcast, the likelihood is we're going to connect in a very therapeutic or coaching way too. Wishing you a wonderfully free day. And just as a little tip, just see the abundance that you have in your life right now and know that there's more of that to come. I look forward to being here again with you very soon. Don't forget to follow, like, or subscribe to this podcast so you're always the first to know when the next episode is available for you. If you can leave a review, this will help more people find the podcast. And if you want to find out more ways of connecting with me, head to the show notes right now.